Our Coach's Insight continues here on CARE as we get you caught up now with ACCHS head football coach. That's Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, let's start here. You get the rivalry victory against Moore Hill last week, 42-29. Tigers clinching the Northeast Kansas League title for the first time in 11 years. So, obviously a monster accomplishment for you and your team. Congratulations on that. But just how exciting was that to not only get that win, but obviously having the meaning that it had to clinch a league title this season?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had talked to the guys about it all week. There's no better way to win a league title than against a rival. How sweet would that be to knock out both of those things? You know, because we hadn't beat Moore Hill in 8 years. So that was really big for us, and to clinch a league title on top of that. You know, most of these guys probably weren't even playing football the last time we won a league title here. So really special for the school, the kids, and the community. It was really awesome.
Moving to 4-1 on the year, you obviously are in a pretty good spot. Obviously, you've already clinched the league title, so now obviously it's district play moving forward and trying to put yourself in a good position. You take the game away from Nemaha Central, your only loss. Outside of that, the defense has been spectacular. A couple of shutouts, have only allowed 7 points to Horton. The offense has been really good as well. You know, obviously it just seems like at this point in the year, minus the one game, which there were still some positives against Nemaha Central, but it seems like both sides of the ball are clicking at the right time.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we played pretty well offensively on Friday night. And defensively, you know, we just had some blown coverages. I thought our defensive game plan, we had a great one in, but we just had a couple blown coverages that gave up some big plays. But, yeah, you know, it's nice to see the offense kind of rolling right now, and the defense is playing great as well.
How important is it to kind of keep the mind right with your team throughout the course of practice this week and moving forward? Because obviously such a big high from winning a league title, first time in 11 seasons, but still knowing the importance of these next three games to put yourself in a good position come the postseason.
Right, and that's what we, you know, try and preach to the guys every week. We take it 1 week at a time now that we're in district play. Each game's a little bit more important than the last. So, you know, we really got to make sure that we're focusing on our opponent each week. And respecting that, you know, our opponent, and playing our best game every Friday night.
You get Riverside this week. The Cyclones, of course, it's been a tough year for them. They're looking for their first win. They played a close game, almost pulled it out week one against Royal Valley, but since then they've played a tough schedule. It's been kind of a tough go. They're still searching for their first win. You get a chance to look at them on film, dissect what they do. What potential challenges can they present to you guys this week?
Yeah, you know, and we played those guys last year, obviously. They've got some really nice athletes, you know, a couple big kids playing skill positions for them that are really athletic, and going to be a tough matchup for us. And they have a really nice quarterback too. He throws the ball really well, scrambles really well, very athletic. So we just have to play sound defensively, and hopefully we can come out Friday night with a victory.
What are going to be a few keys and the expectations from your coaching staff on what you want to see from your team this week?
Yeah, turnovers. I think we've done a good job this year of limiting turnovers. Really the only game that turnovers have really hurt us was at Nemaha. And, you know, you see the score outcome of that game. So I think we need to, you know, take care of the ball and just limit the distractions as best as we can.
ACCHS football coach Alex Thornburg joining us again here. It is presented by L&L Construction. His Tigers clinching the Northeast Kansas League title for the first time in 11 seasons with their victory last week. Now three games left and setting their sights on district play the rest of the way. They'll get Riverside coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time this week. Congrats on the league title and good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.